Point Radio.
It's my broad. Palmer Williams Jr. loves music, comedy, and lawn care. And he's part of the new Tyler Perry series, Love Thy Neighbor. And we'll find out what it all means coming up. Plus, comic sales for the first part of the year, well, they kind of pancake out. Let's get to the point.
This is the point.
When you use the term multi-talented, you've got to attach it to Palmer Williams Jr. His music, his comedy, it's all part of what he does, including a little side job we'll tell you about as well. Right now, Palmer is part of the new Tyler Perry hit show, Love Thy Neighbor. But I asked him how he got started.
Well, actually, I got started with a show called A Good Man Is Hard to Find back in the day. I had just returned home from going to officer candidate school in the Navy and had graduated from that and all that and elected not to go on. And went straight to the Apollo Theater in New York. And when I went there, I auditioned and got back on the show, went there for 7 weeks, did the local show and kept winning. And then I got a phone call from an old college buddy that told me to come and audition for this show. It was called A Good Man Is Hard to Find with the late Reverend David Payton. And when I did that show, it took me on a tour, and then, like, the bug was there. I'd already been bitten by the bug during college. But to actually go on an actual national tour for 3.5 years, I learned the ins and outs of the business as well as what not to do in the business and what to do. And from there, it just took off to where that's what I wanted to do. I mean, I haven't really had a regular job since then, other than maybe some temporary services in the meantime and in between time. But it was always about, you know, trying to make sure that I did what made me happy and gave glory to God at the same time. So it was there where it started, and just continued on. And then especially having a baby at 19 years old, which I have an adult daughter now and three other siblings of hers. But I had to grow up overnight, and I tried to do it in a way to where I could actually support my child as well as myself and try to have some sort of quality of life. And also be able to support my habit, which was making people laugh.
What's the new show about?
Love Thy Neighbor is a show that's centered around Hattie Mae Love and the Love family. Hattie Mae is the matriarch of the family with her adult daughter, Linda, who is also working at the diner but is also having issues with her own personal dating life, and her adult son, Danny, who's also somebody that you don't know where he's coming from sometimes, but he's a mama's boy, so we have that little interesting thing going on with the two of them. But with the entire show, where I come into play is I'm Hattie Mae's brother-in-law, and we always joke around about the sudden death of my brother, even though it's not a joking matter, but we always wonder if Hattie had something to do with it, either directly or indirectly. So we know the jury is still out on that. We don't know for sure if she had anything to do with it or not. But it leads for almost a sort of Fred Sanford, Aunt Esther type of banter between the two of them, between my character Floyd and Hattie Mae, and also being business partners in the diner. So we get to see each other quite a bit, probably a lot more than we would want to. And we have like a love-hate relationship, but you would see more hate than love. But, you know, we know deep down, you know, I still love her. So it tends to offer a lot of comedic moments in the show, especially between the two of us and with all the other characters as well. It's pretty evenly distributed as far as the wealth of comedy, because all of especially the up-and-coming superstars of tomorrow, like Mr. Jonathan Chase, who plays Sam, Mr. Andre Hall, that plays the character of Linda's son, and then also Demira Brunson, who plays Drew, their friend, and they all work together in an advertising firm. So you never know where the comedy punches are going to come from, because they come from each and every one of us. So we have a lot of fun. You know, Andre Hall's character is Danny, by the way. And so we have a lot of fun. A lot of us, you know, that's why we tweet. We're going to have a tweet party on Wednesday, June the 25th, during the showing of the show on OWN. And so just look out for us. You know, mine in particular is Palmer Williams J. So we're gonna be going at it on Twitter that night, and probably the day before, following up to it. And a lot of the people from the Have and the Have Nots, they'll tweet with us as well as we do on their show. So it's like one big happy family working up underneath the Tyler Perry umbrella, as well as Miss Oprah Winfrey. So, I mean, you couldn't be in a better position than to work for two of entertainment's moguls.
How's it been working alongside Tyler Perry?
It's been nothing but a blessing. I've learned so much just being under his tutelage, you know, just from an observer's point of view, and just listening to him and watching him direct and watching him come up with all these different ideas. I mean, it's definitely, if he doesn't have a direct line, at least Jesus CCs him on a lot of his emails or something. I don't know, because he just comes up with these things and he continuously pushes us, you know, to make us better. And then just watching his work ethic more than anything has encouraged me to work even harder. And it also trickles down to my children. So they watch Daddy working like that, and they see Daddy going to work and doing something that he really enjoys and has a passion for. So it's all a blessing. And I don't even think he realizes how much of a blessing it has been to not just for myself, but a lot of the employees that are there at Tyler Perry Studios, as well as Miss Oprah Winfrey joining forces with him to make us even stronger in this entertainment business, to be able to have some programming that we really can relate to as well as enjoy.
Was music really his first love?
Most definitely, music was my first love. My mother actually had me singing a lot, and as a young boy. And my mom actually passed away just before my ninth birthday. So what happened along that period of time, that short period of time I had my mom, she left a lifetime legacy and influence in my musical career, because I used to sing background for my mom, and she would put me up there, and I would be so nervous I could never finish a song before the end of the song, because I would cry because I was so nervous. But the one time that she asked me to sing with her, it was at a funeral, and I was unable to do it because of my nerves, you know, being a little kid, and I didn't want to stand up there by the casket. Well, needless to say that I know the next funeral I attended would be hers. So from that point on, that was when I said, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid anymore, and I dedicate everything that I do to her.
I mentioned that Palmer had a little side business, and he does. It's lawn care.
Yes, I am the owner of Williams Lawn Service and the Williams Group Lawn Service. It's funny that you should mention that, because 3 weeks ago today, someone needed my trailer and my three major lawnmowers a little bit more than I did. So they sort of lifted it from the truck, took it, and stole my equipment. So I'm in the process of redoing that and still having to buy some emergency equipment. So the guys are out working this morning, and it's kind of funny juggling from one creative aspect to another creative aspect, because, you know, Adam had the first job of tending the Garden of Eden, so I feel like this is like the first job. So here I am now, you know, trying to not make God's earth any more beautiful, because it already is. I'm just rearranging some things and making sure I get his approval. So with Williams Lawn Service, in between seasons, that's my side hustle, if you will. But it also is something that gives me a lot of joy to see finished product. And also it gives me a chance to be outside and just having the responsibility of also being an employer. So now I'm able to support a household or two by my employees. So it's like I said, that trickling down of watching Mr. Perry's work ethic and also my father. My father's work ethic, being he was my first principal and my mother was my first grade teacher. Just watching them go to work every day and watching the type of work he would have, and to the point where I had to take his boots off when he came home, he was so tired. But this was just something that was instilled in me, and I'm trying to instill in my children. So, you know, what I'm doing is easy in compared to what my parents had to, but I welcome it. So I feel no ways tired. I can't be tired, you know, when I say, oh, man, you're acting. And a lot of people don't think that there's any work behind that, but it really is. But, you know, landscaping keeps me very, very humble, you know, especially with the heat here in Atlanta, because it's like East hail right now because it's so hot. So, you know, I saw the devil walking by me in a halter top and some flip-flops. You know, so that's just how hot it is down here. So, you know, definitely keeps me humble to be in the air-conditioned Tyler Perry studio.
Palmer's in new episodes of Love Thy Neighbor every Wednesday on the OWN Network. And you can see a lot more about the series, too, right now at the newly redesigned Oprah.com. The very latest in pop culture starts right now. Not a great year for comic book sales so far when you compare them to where they were last year. Flat is pretty much the only way to describe it. When you look at where things were in 2013, with actually comic sales this year in stores being down a minor percentage, DC also lost a little bit of the market share they gained during the month of June, and there's a surprise at the top of the best-selling graphic novel list. We'll check all the top sales for comics and graphic novels in June coming up. Crackle's next original series, Sequestered, premieres in just a couple of weeks. It stars Jesse Bradford, Summer Glau, and Patrick Warburton in a story about a jury isolated in a hotel while deliberating a high-profile murder case. There'll be six episodes that debut on August the 5th, and then six more will roll out to complete the series in October. It's been a good summer for the shows on the NBC lineup, and they're all getting a renewal for next year as well, including American Ninja Warrior coming back for Season 6, Last Comic Standing coming back for a Season 8, and America's Got Talent will get a 10th season coming next summer. While DC claims it's not a reboot, there is a new look for Batgirl starting in a couple of issues, and an almost new creative team as well. Babs Tarr is now the artist for Batgirl. Cameron Stewart will continue to write the series, though. And the new costume will be the big change. MTV got the first premiere of it from DC, and you, of course, can see it a number of different places online. Or you can wait for it to premiere in Batgirl number 25, which will be in comic stores in October. Fox has officially announced their plans for their fall TV schedule, beginning the fall season as early as Sunday, September the 11th, with their new series, Utopia. Not long after that, New Girl and Mindy Project debut on the 16th of September. Gotham and Sleepy Hollow debut on Monday the 22nd. Bones on Thursday the 25th. And The Simpsons, Family Guy, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine reinvent Sunday nights starting on Sunday, September 28th. Longtime fiction favorite Clan of the Cave Bear has been optioned for a pilot by Lifetime. It'll be executive produced by Ron Howard and Brian Grazer. Meanwhile, Lev Grossman's fantasy book series, The Magicians, has been given the green light for a pilot on the Sci-Fi Network as well. No surprise that Orphan Black gets a third season from BBC America as well. Season 2 was that network's second highest rated series ever, right behind Doctor Who's seventh season. The new episodes will debut in 2015. First stop in the comic store may be the DC section this week because, well, it's Batman's anniversary. You do know he's celebrating year number 75, right? And there are two really cool hardcovers out, a Batman celebration of 75 years and a Joker celebration of the same time as well. Both have some great stories from all the way in the early days right up to things from just a few years ago. Nice collection of what may be at least a few of your favorite Batman and Joker stories as well. Also, Harley Quinn invades Comic-Con, a one-shot this week written by Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor with art by Amanda. And you know that has to be, well, just strange. Infinite Crisis Fight for the Multiverse is another turn toward DC and the video game universe. It begins with the first issue this week as well. And speaking of first issues, Teen Titans gets another run with Will Pfeiffer and Kenneth Rockefeller also handling the work on this new first issue. 24 may have wound up on television this week, but the comic series continues with a different story, by the way. Issue 4 is out from IDW. Also for gamers, Borderlands Fall of Firestone number 1 this week, and a Star Trek special that involves the six doctors. Not the Who's, we're talking about the medical doctors from Star Trek, from McCoy to Crusher all the way to, well, you know the list. It is a one-shot special this week, and again, it's called Flesh and Stone number 1. V-Wars number 2 gets a second printing. Also from Image this week, Shudder number 2 and 3 both get second printings. At Marvel, X-Men gets the 100th anniversary treatment this week, and there is a ton of second printings from Marvel too, including second printings of Black Widow 4, 5, and 6, Guardians of the Galaxy number 15, Inhumans number 1, Loki Agent of Asgard number 4 and 5, and for Magneto, Magneto 1 gets a third printing. And number 2 gets a third printing as well. And number 4 gets a second printing. There's a second printing of Moon Knight number 4 and one of She-Hulk at number 4 as well. And all the way down to Valiant, Harbinger number 23 gets a second printing too. These and more waiting for you in a comic shop near you, and there's many ways to find them. First of all, a website called findacomicshop.com, great place to start. Just like the comic book locator service, you can dial up at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. Or there's a link on our favorite website right on the front of comicmix.com. The point, the point.
movies.
Flat is the word to describe comic book sales so far in 2014 when we look at where they were just about 12 months ago. They're down, in fact, just a minute percentage when compared to 2013. And in June, they're down almost a full 3% to where they were last year. But the big news is that DC lost a little bit of that market share they gained last month. They're down to under 30% of the market, and Marvel's still at number one, with Image, IDW, and Dark Horse trailing behind in the top five. All that being said, here is your top 10 best-selling comics in comic book stores for the month of June. DC kicks it off at number 10 with Detective Comics number 32. Walking Dead number 128 comes in at number 9. Justice League number 31 is in the number 8 spot at number 7. Amazing Spider-Man number 1.2. Original Sin comes in at number 6, the fourth issue of that. Superman number 32 with the beginning of the story arc with Geoff Johns and John Romita Jr. at number 5. Harley Quinn number 7 is at number 4. Original Sin back again with the third issue in the number 3 spot. And Amazing Spider-Man number 3 is the second best-selling comic. Number 1 best-selling comic in stores in June, Batman number 32 from DC. Good point. That does it for the podcast right now, but a busy week ahead as we get ready for Comic-Con 2014. And you can follow us direct from the floor with exclusive reports live at GetThePointRadio.com, beginning on preview night and continuing throughout Comic-Con weekend. And you can listen free, of course, as we said, at GetThePointRadio, or take us anywhere with a free app called iNet Radio that works on any mobile device, Apple or Android. The podcast is on websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory where you can subscribe and make us so very happy. You'll make us happy, too, if you come right back here in a few days. Get the-